Bharpur, the 14th quality knowledge can be further extended. So these are many other transcendent qualities which are eternally present and never to be separated from the Lord. So if we, our goal is to go back to Godhead. In other words, constitutionally, we are part and parcel of God. So you have got all these qualities as the ocean as God and a drop of water as God. Or a fire big as God and a spark as God. But because of association with material energy, is all covered because we are insignificant. Because the influence of Maya. Now, if we place ourselves again, just like a spark in fire back, or drop of water back, in other words, if we dovetail ourselves, all our activity, for the pleasure of Krishna, rendering devotion service to the Lord, again, we, by surrendering to Krishna, all the qualities, jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana, if we render pure devotional service, akinchana bhakti, sarvai gunai, all the qualities of sura, demigods, we have got, all will manifest. When Prabhupada was in America, when he was preaching, the reporter asked him, what do you want to make these boys and girls? Prabhupada said, I want to make them Brahman. That means he means they will be simply what I am asking, if they surrender, are obedient to me, they develop all the good qualities. That is civilization, not jumping. What we are doing? We means people. Okay. Of course not, it's God. The, who can become like that? Those are intelligent. Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa. They can come and join in Krishna. Everybody is welcome. But everybody may not become. It is not easy to know Krishna, to love Krishna. But Krishna can sometimes only become very fallen as age of Kali. We are very fallen. So Lord comes with his most munificent incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here it is saying. So teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is condensed form of Chaitanya Chaitanya, nectarian pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. God himself coming to show how to serve. Otherwise, most of the people are demons. Kali Yuga means everybody is little Jagai Madai, challenging authority of God. Everybody is Mlecha, Javana. So at the end, the Lord will come. There is no preaching there. There will be any preaching. Prabhupada said. You will become so demoniac, everywhere. Demon means? Demon is the quality. Where is God? God is dead. Who is God? I am God. God is everywhere. Why are you looking for God? This is demoniac. Isharoham. I am the controller. Aham bhogi. Everything is meant for my enjoyment. Whatever else. This is all. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Who is Jiva? Who is Asura? Whole world will be full of this gradual. This is time is coming. Already many. Big guys are brainless. They have no clean habits. They are dull. Maybe material estimation, how big he may. Unless he surrenders to Krishna, unless he surrenders to God, his life will be miserable. He will be day by day more unhappy. That is what is happening, so called civilization. They are challenging the authority of God. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Jada Jadahi. Dharma Shukla, when there will be appearance of adharma, Adharma means defy the authority of God. That is what is happening now. But still, there are some people pious. Some people are submissive. Some people have good qualities. For them, the opportunity is knocking. For them is Krishna consciousness. They can board the ship of his God. There is a pure devotee. He is the captain, Karnadhar. He can save me. Though it is Duranta Param, very difficult to cross over. Nescience. Ocean of nescience. Ignorance. We can come, we become Brahminically qualified, we develop good qualities. Prabhupada said, this movement is meant for making people, most intelligent people, it's meant for them. It is not for everyone. Sometimes, he said. Why? He can become Krishna. He can become Brahmin. He can develop good qualities by surrendering. Samo, he can become peaceful. Damo, he can control his senses. How? By engaging senses. Hrishike na, hrishike sa, sevana muktita. Here is the challenge. This is the challenge. Krishna consciousness means accept this challenge. Not every day I am eating, sleeping, mating. Take this Krishna consciousness like that. Every day I come to Mangalaya, I have to go out to office, then go to get out. No. You develop, be enthusiastic, be determined. Utsahat, nishwar, be determined. Yes, confident. I will become Krishna conscious in this life and go back to Godhead. How? Tadero charano sebi. Others, the way they did, we follow them. Sirup Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiv Gopal Bhatta Dasaguna. Eichhaya Gosaya Kuri Charana Bandhan, Jahite Vignanas, all impediment disappear. In devotional service. There is impediment. There is challenge. Are you giving our best? We have to ask ourselves. Are you sincere? That we can ask, we know. Let us be honest to ourselves. This is a challenge. Because Krishna consciousness means you should be prepared to face challenges. There will be always demand. They won't let you preach. So you tolerate. Jesus Christ tolerated. Thereby you develop all the wonderful qualities. Awaken. Jesus Christ did. So many followers in Jesus Christ. Nityananda did. Vaidyas Thakur did. He is our worshipper. He delivered. Nityananda Prabhu. Jagai Madhai. Now the whole world is full of Jagai Madhai. Prabhupada is delivering. And if you follow Prabhupada, we can also help others. Make them Krishna conscious. They can also go back to Godhead. Here is a challenge. There is so much mercy. So opportunity is knocking. Will you like to take? If you lose this opportunity, you are acting something which is suicidal. Which is suicidal. Don't be cool. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna himself coming to give profusely abundant mercy. Ananta says God himself cannot finish glorifying, chanting. What you can? We can at least do 24 hours. We can. Why? We are influenced by Maya, by the material, glare of material energy. Influence of Kali Yuga. Very difficult to get rid of. Everybody is becoming attached to his body. The first lesson in Krishna consciousness, I am not body. Have you realized? Takes time. We are attached. What my tongue wants in running. That means I am pulled by the nose. I am pulled by the tongue. Like a bull. Though he is very strong. Just a little kid. He knows the technique. He could come. We can ask ourselves, what I am? Then you are no better than an animal. Parmohina, Pasubhi Samana. Beast, animal, in the dress of a whatever, man, woman, yastha, brahmachari, sannyasi, where is ice cream? Come for ice cream again. Is it in the spiritual world there? Krishna says, bring ice cream. And you are attached? Maybe, right there. Where you are attached to things are there, you have to go. Vishwaya chariya kave suddha avima. When your mind is with you, when you give up this vishwaya, object of self. How you do? Rasava, jam rasava yasya. You get higher taste. Paramdrishta anivarte. What is the symptom? You have got paramdrishta. You have got higher taste. You realize something. No, I am not this. What is the difference between dead body and living body? He was talking, smiling, beautiful girl, a hero, handsome. Suddenly, look his eyes without any brightness. He is not blinking. He is not moving his hand. He is not talking. He is not smiling. He is not joking. Something missing. He convinced, I am not this world. I am not man, I am not a man. I am not president, sannyasi, gopi, but I am simply a servant of Krishna. Servant, servant, servant. Sumatra. That is purpose. That is purpose. That means I am not this body. So I should not be very much interested in bodily demand, especially comfort, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Too much eating, too much sleeping. Eating less, as much as is required, that is symptom of a devotee. Just what is required, maintain the body so that I can render as much service as possible. Whatever Krishna provides. This is ideal case, of course. In the beginning may not be possible in general because you have got past habits that drags us backward. These are of course big talks I am repeating for my purification. You pray for me so that I don't become victim. But I have to repeat what Prabhupada said. Repeat. That is preaching. Don't take the credit by reading so many books and are you acting? Have you realized? Then make yourself the fool. So when the Kali Yuga is like that, Krishna again comes. But this time no preaching. Prabhupada said, folks are killing them. He said, all demons. So-called big, big guy or dull, unclean habits. Who is God? Who is God? Don't follow anything. Opening big, big slaughterhouses. Even those who brag, we are followers of Vedic culture, eating meat. We are mulacha. We are javan, sorry. One who eats meat is called javan. One who don't follow Vedic culture is a mlecha. Everyone there is mlecha and javan now. Even though you say, we follow Vedic culture. They are eating meat. We are not follower of Vedic culture. You are not. You are mlecha. You are eating meat. You are javan. Everywhere, javan and mlecha. Not outside India. Even inside India. So God has to come, jada jada hi dharma suklani. This is dharma suklani. Bhavati bharat abhuttanam adharmas. And adharma. Everybody is drinking illicit sex, television. So all things. If you are getting degraded, cable TV, be fast getting degraded. Some part of your day, bragging. You follow Vedic culture, nonsense. So, Krishna came as Kalki, so Jayadev, the great Vaishnava. Great Vaishnava, he has the poetic quality, he is writing. Keshavadhita Kalki Sharira Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadishare. So he comes as Kalki. We know he is the incarnation of the Lord. This is discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita in detail. How many types of incarnation there are. Then there are subdivision, there are detail. And Kalki is one. And Kalki, how he comes? Please correct me if I am wrong. I think with a white horse is coming with a sword in hand. How he appears? Kalo Dhumketum. Dhumketum. Dhumketum means in English called comet. When comets come, everybody is apprehended. Fear, they say. Hellish, comet is coming. Usually they say there is most probably world war. He then comes throughout the world, people apprehended. And Dhumketu means something very fearful. It is not fearful feature of the Lord. Fearful condition. Because the comet is coming. Kalyoshi, Karabhalam, at the end of Kali Yuga. Most of the people will be acting like a mlechacha, like a mlecha. Don't follow any principle of life. Nobody. Just like Mohammedans, according to Mohammedans, their principle of life, there is some principle. If somebody don't follow, they are called kafir. And in Christianity, the principle of life, what is given in their scripture, if somebody don't follow, they are called hidden. So those who don't follow Vedic culture, they are called mlecha. They have unclean habits. They are dull, brainless. These big, big guys in college guys like this become. They are demonic. They don't follow Vedic culture. They don't care. They will be like this. Then Lord has to come like this. So it says, Baba said, no pity. Simply killing Kali. Lord will come as Kalki avatar. So, later, those who are fortunate, after a long, long, long time, Krishna comes, and once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. He is Krishna himself. He is Krishna himself. But in his most munificent incarnation, we see that great devotees like our Goswamis, we are supposed to their example, our previous Acharya, even to them even. Dhruv Sanatan, Bhatta Raghuna, Sijit Gopal Bhatta Dasa. So there is Goswami Ashtakam by one of our Acharya, glorifying. And Prabhupada often tells how they rendered devotion service, being trained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sent to Vrindavan. Mandalapati Sada Tuchava. They come from aristocratic family, but they kick out aristocratic life. Many in our society come from very rich country, very rich family, living very simple, very nice. Prabhupada appreciates. Different person coming from different background, but this is our ideal to our devotees whom we should remember this. At least little bit grain of dust of the tree can become. We become Krishna conscious, go back to God. So our depending on time, depending on circumstances, person, place, our present Sadgurus, Bhagavad, Bhakti Dhanasarajan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gauri Shantaj Babaji, Jagannath Babaji gave us instruction. Given time, circumstances, if you take it in your heart, try to put it into practice. Shevan Mukehi Jivadu, surrendering. Then, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime will be revealed. So Chaitanya wants us, you are most fallen. What Krishna did not give? He simply want us to surrender. Nobody wants to surrender exclusively to Krishna. So Krishna came again as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his most beautiful incarnation in form. Showing his badanna, his daya, kind of, out of compassion, is a compassion incarnation, personified. Because people are so fallen. So whether somebody is demon or not demon, everybody is giving. It's a chance so that he can be delivered. Example is Jagai Madhai. And everybody is now little Jagai Madhai. What he is saying? Kirtaniya Sadhana. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijay, Vijay means victory. So Krishna, not Durga Kirtan, Kali Kirtan, Shiva Kirtan. Krishna Kirtan. Krishna. Kirtaniya Sadhana. He are following. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, 24 hours. You can do it. You have time, circumstances, places, Acharya see, can. Okay, I do it. Do it the, at least that many rounds. Krishna won't accept your service. Okay, you can. Okay, do half. That also you can. Do 1/4. Now, no more. No less than this. You must do it. If you don't do nicely, 16 rounds, that is me. Rest of the time, you are in always Krishna consciousness. The Goswamis, they are not in the bodily concept. They are Bhagavad Parshad. They can do many things. They can minimize this vishaya. Eating, sleeping, mating, living. As long as the body is there, body demands it. A man requires a woman. A woman requires a man. It's natural. As long as the body. But one who spiritually advanced, doing austerity, controlling his urge, he can. He can tolerate reaching. But then he can remain renounced order of life, he can remain brahmacharya. Others cannot, some license given, but don't do illicit. Just for procreation. Don't dress like a who was it? I am renowned, but without others' knowledge, you are doing nonsense, artificial, enjoying, illicit sex. Then you will come. Be natural, be as you are, but be Krishna conscious. This is what Prabhupada said. I am just repeating. Don't think I am telling somebody all these things. I am just repeating what Prabhupada said. It is applicable to all of us, irrespective of speaker. So you pray for them. I don't say we are qualified. No. That is why we are here, to qualify ourselves. ISKCON is giving us chance. Prabhupada and our acharyas. That is called sadhana. We try, sometimes fail. Again try. Again try, again try. Becoming successful. You put one step, then put another step, become. So, more you eat, more you sleep. Less you eat, by enjoying devotional service, your service, the sleepless. So, the acharyas, the Goswamis, they're sleeping sometimes 2 hours. You can. Our previous are somebody 4 hours. Somebody, we can take 6 hours. Not more. If somebody cannot, maybe little more. Sometime. But at night, not more than 6 hours. He must get up 4 o'clock. He must come to clean yourself. Morning, early morning functions. Those who did for a long time, if he cannot come, at least he should get up for yourself. Otherwise, he doesn't have to. You don't get up early in the morning, you are not a doctor. You cannot give experience. You've got to get up. You don't do 60 that is down. This is minimum expected. You are not a disciple in later purpose. The exception is exception. That in his case, who was saying, but this is, you know. So unless we do this, cutting down, eating, sleeping, mating, depending, we cannot make advance. You get higher taste, you engage more and more in devotional service. By nature, you come to realize I am not this body. You make advance. You only eat just required to maintain the body. Otherwise, you cannot make any advance. It does not matter who it is, what is his position or designation. This is immature. This is a temporary scene. To Krishna, he will see your service, he will see our surrender, he will see how much you are attached, Krishna's name, form, beauty, custom, etc. That is spiritual platform. That is not bodily, mental, intellectual platform. Beyond this, that is spiritual platform. Bhagma Bhuta, Prasannatma, na sochati, na kamsa, samas sarvesu bhuteshu, mad bhakti gavate param. So, it is to understand Krishna, know Krishna, so difficult. We discussed this sloka, manusya anam sasteshu, kaschit. Few of thousands who come for perfection, few achieve perfection. Among thousands of thousands who achieve perfection, one of two may know Krishna. This is so difficult, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making it very easy. Not only knowing Krishna, even love of Krishna he is giving. So we should not look this opportunity. Be careful, we should see. I don't fall down from devotional standard. From my status, I am a brahmachari, I am a sannyasi, I am a this, that. If we don't follow Prabhupada's instruction, this may happen. We might have to face this. We have to develop all these good qualities, like a Brahman, like a Brahmachari. Then your rest assured will go back to Godhead. In order to get something which is very, very valuable, you have to pay high price. Price is this. You must develop quality of a Vaishnava. This is Chaitanya Chaitanamita, 26. And Krishna to Uddhava, talking, I want to go back. If you are disappearing, going back to... No, you don't go back. You go back to... Bodhinarayana, Krishna too. And there he is discussing, when he is telling him, all this quality of a Vaishnava. It is not easy to associate with Krishna and enter this pastime unless we qualify ourselves. Here is a chance, our Acharya is giving, Sadhguru is giving, to practice in Krishna consciousness and develop this quality to become a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is beyond all designation material, which we are enjoying at present in this world in an institution. To Krishna, who is who? All these designations, nothing. How much you love Krishna, that is what matters. Whether you are a cook, you could be Radharani's assistant. You could be a pujari, you could be something. But here all this apparent distinction. Actually, there is no distinction. What matters is how much I love Krishna, and Krishna loves me. We enter into this nitya. Otherwise, we have to develop. Somebody does wrong to me, all right. A real devotee, he tolerates. He says, Tapushina, Shama, is quite one is advancing Krishna consciousness, he develops. Shama rupa means forgive and forget. This is devotee. He does wrong to me. No, I also. But somebody attack you, you can attack. But depend on Krishna. Don't think you will win. Depend on Krishna. Fight to the best of your capacity if somebody attacks you. Because you have to serve Krishna. So Krishna said, Ma manusara juddhacha, you fight. Because what is right, he is taking away. The Duryodhana, you fight. But depend for success on me. is up to Krishna. Krishna, I depend on you. Devotee face situation like this. We are in Bombay. Devotee are very badly treated. Prabhupada wanted a temple there. And devotees, men, women, very badly treated by the gundas, by the others. Prabhupada simply prayed. They tolerated and they won later. Prabhupada prayed to Krishna, Krishna, I install you here. Doesn't matter, you can be anywhere. But we don't want, you are removed from here. We want a wonderful temple here for you. If you are removed, you are insulted, and we can have you insulted. Please, save our face. Krishna, listen to a devotee on his surrender, and all the impediments removed. The demon got lesson. He died. His wife came crying to him. Oh, so now you serve Krishna. Now you serve Krishna. Now you cry. Everybody knows. Krishna knows. Not a blade of grass moved without the sanction of Krishna. Here, Prabhupada is teaching us. Prabhupada said, don't take the credit yourself. Give the credit to Krishna. Depend on Krishna. That is surrender. Hare Krishna. 10 minutes. I don't think I can tell anything. I can simply repeat. Here is a Mataji. She is reminding me today. Bansidas Babaji, whose samadhi I sometimes, when I go to Navadvip, I go. But he is avadhut. Who can tell he is a Vaishnava? Our conception of Krishna, this is lot of defiance. Just like Nityananda, he sometimes says, I will kick on your head, kick on your chest. But he just does this for fun. Actually, he is giving his mercy. So we can understand. Nityananda is avadhut. The way he acts, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates can understand. So here, the person like that, Abhidhuru, he may be sometimes way he's acting, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said to his disciple, don't go, he is Siddha Purush. He achieved perfection. The way he acts may appear to you offensive, then you commit offense to him. He is in a completely different platform. So, I won't discuss, I ask you to read this. But here is Raghunandan Thakur's appearance, disappearance. Disappearance. Little story I say. The Raghunandan is still now, his father has got Gopinath Diti. The place is still there, Sikandar. If you have chance, you must go. We went so many times. It's very nice. The other Vaishnavas, pastime places there. Great Vaishnava. So, Prabhupada Chaitanya Chaitanya with the writing, Madhya Lila, 15, maybe Lila, 15 chapter, 112 to 118 verses. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then turned his attention to 3 persons, Mukunda Das, Raghunandan, and Sri Narahari, inhabitants of the place called Khanda. Now it is called, I think, Sikhanda. Yeah. Mother Jandava went and got a big feast, having big assembly of Vaishnava, second biggest assembly next to Kheturi. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though disappeared, again appeared, and all his associates to join the assembly of Vaishnava. On his fortune, he could see. So, there also, Mother Jandava, there went with all Vaishnava, Mother Jandava also. But Dhamma, near Sikandar, the big field, you can hardly see, big field, on one side, big huge banyan tree, hundreds of years old, in the temple, small, small. Nobody lives there at night, I think. Scared. We had fun there, having Gosa at night. We should go, all these places. So, this Raghunandan Thakur is one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parsal associates, son. The story goes like that, that one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he is saying here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, the son of Madha Sati, next asked Mukunda Das, is Mukunda's son, name is Raghunanda, whose disappearance is today. So I'll tell you one story. Ask Mukunda Das, you are the father, and your son is Raghunanda? Is that so? Or is Raghunanda means your father? It's very meaningful when he says father. Father means like a guru who induces Krishna consciousness. He can be guru. Ask who is your guru? Father. Whereas you are his son. Let me know the fact so that my doubt will go away. In a material consideration, maybe Mukunda is the father and Raghunanda is the son. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked in terms of Krishna consciousness. Mukunda replied, Raghunanda is my father. He is telling his son as his father. I am his son. Father means like a guru, I think. Son. This is my decision. All of us have attained devotion to Krishna due to Raghunanda. Why? I will tell the story. Therefore, in my mind, he is my father. So, Mukunda and his wife, I forgot his name, both very good Vaishnavi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parshad, they doing serving long time, they have got Gopinath Dhiti. One day, he wanted to go somewhere. Mukunda asked his son Raghunanda, Darling, can you take care of the Dhiti, feed him? Oh, Dad, yes, I will do. He sees his father. Whatever father said, this simple boy, he took it straight, what his father said. Instruction. So, he didn't worship him, the offering deity. So he thought, I have to feed the deity. Well, he's not feeding, he's not eating. So there is a nice, sweet pastime between the deity and that. The simple little boy, son of Mukunda, name is Raghunanda. And he acted in such a way that Diti has to personally appear and start eating whatever. So when his father came, after some days, the father came to know this. What? Is he feeding the deity? Deity is eating? This didn't happen. When I worship, I offer. In order to test him, check him. He said, perhaps he is a great devotee, my son. Okay. Another day he said, Darling, can you take care like before and feed the deity? Yes, Daddy. Gone. Actually, he didn't go. He was hiding. At the time of offering, he came near the deity room, where deity Garbha Griha is inside. His son is there, and deity is there, Gopinath. So through some means, say window or something, he at some point when going to offer the deity food, he is looking at. Suddenly he found the Gopinath is eating. Gopinath came to know, I don't stop. Hello. So something of that incident, still Gopinath's deity had, maybe a part of his eating and still some part. So if you go, perhaps you can try. But though I heard, sometime back, 1.5 years ago or something, actual deity, the same Gopinath deity, disappeared, maybe stolen. Now it is very old deity or something. Gets to unfortunate. But they have got another deity. But for your knowledge, I am telling you, they have put another Gopinath. So time to time go take prasad of Gopinath. The local Jat Gosais, the Matajis, and the men, they give us prasad. You can have. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked. Because he thought, well, he is teaching us how to serve. So that Gopinath himself coming, he He didn't eat from my hand. Then became Mahaprasad. Hare Krishna. 2 minutes, 3 minutes left. Any comment? Any question relevant to this verse? Can you finish here with your permission? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Raghunandan Thakur ki. Bansidhar Babaji ki. Gopyamande. There is also prasad.